Welcome to Crypto Nights, where we help you finally make sense of the trending world of cryptocurrencies. So gather your virtual piggy bank and let's get started.
Welcome to the next episode of Crypto Nights, where the best minds bridge the crypto divide. I'm your host, Kant Miryala, and here is my usual disclaimer. These are for educational purposes only. Yeah, we are talking to founders of ICOs, and they have some exciting stuff going on, but we are not gods. We have no idea which of these will make you money, which of them will not. So this is not a solicitation, nor an endorsement for investment. You do so at your sole discretion. I highly recommend you do your own due diligence, because we are not financial advisors and tokens can be highly risky. You could literally lose all the investment that you make. Okay. With that, having said that, let's move on to the more exciting stuff. Mike D. Schaeser, CEO of Proofsuite. I am telling you, this was one of the most exciting. And as you can imagine, Mike is supremely busy running a company, being a technologist, product manager, and all of that for Proofsuite. Here is a brief intro to him. The world of assets and contracts are in the beginning stage of transformation, and they have ushered in a major innovation in blockchain technologies, or via blockchain technologies. Mike is a lead product designer and developer of Proofsuite of blockchain products. And I also liked in particular that I had a chance to look in YouTube and play Mike D. Schaeser's. There was a YouTube video that Mike created himself on how to quickly launch. You can literally launch your own ICO website within minutes from what he has explained there. Over his professional career, he has independently built over 30 apps serving 2.5 million users. So Mike is no stranger to technology and startups and so on and so forth. Proof is a decentralized blockchain-powered marketplace transforming tokenizing traditional investments. It has raised already $1.7 million in the token presale. And they're very excited, because the reason I'm excited about the timing of this call, and we're going to be doing one more call with Proof, because the diversity and the, you know, the breadth of their offering is huge. Okay. So, and the most exciting thing is, yeah, they have completed a pre-token sale, but they got investment from Token as a Service, TAS, which has contributed $260,000. And Proof is also going to be launching their public token sale, and that commences on November 1st, couple of days, 2 days from now. So very, very exciting stuff. And that's the reason for the timing here. Without further ado, here is Mike D. Schaeser of Proofsuite.
Let's jump right in, Mike. The sequence in which I wanted our audience to understand, what is Proofsuite and why did you guys start that, and a little bit about your token design and then your token sale.
Okay. Hi, my name is Mike D. Schaeser, and I'm the CEO of Proofsuite. We're a blockchain company based in Estonia, but operating in Seoul, South Korea. And thanks so much for having us on the show today.
Thank you for joining us, Mike. I've been really looking forward to this for a while. And understandably, you've been super busy with your token sale and all of the other things that are going on. Congratulations, by the way. You guys have had a successful token sale already, pre-token sale, I must say. But we want to hear the backstory, why and how you got started, and where are you now? What are you looking forward to doing? So I'll let you go forward with that, and I'll ask you questions as needed. Yeah.
Yeah, we started, me and the two co-founders, Ty Kirsten and David Van Isaker, we started Proof basically trying to see what blockchain could actually do for the world and experimenting. This is why we have so many tools today, because we were just a very, very curious group of guys, really good friends. And yeah, we've been cracking at this for about a year and a half, and we're really excited about what we've been able to accomplish with our amazing community.
What have you done so far?
We put out a mobile app, a legal contract generator for tokens, a web dashboard application for trading tokens and creating tokens on the blockchain, as well as a few other tools that let you create ICOs or token sales rapidly, as well as their landing pages. And we also have tools that allow you to upload documents to the blockchain. We have an API that developers can use to integrate blockchain easily into their applications, and a few other tools.
So let me take just one use case, which you mentioned in the passing, because a lot of people keep asking me, hey, I have an idea. I want to do a ICO. So, and one of your use cases you mentioned is that. So pretend that I'm an entrepreneur. I would like to come to Proofsuite and rapidly launch my ICO. Can you walk me through some of the steps on how I can do that?
Yeah, sure. I mean, you can just start with the dashboard. You can click when you create an account, you click create token, and then you put in the details about like the name, the description, the symbol, as well as, you know, what your total supply is, what the price is, and you can attach legal agreements to your token. And then, yeah, you just click create token, and then it's created and deployed onto the blockchain of your choice.
Wow. That's simple, huh?
That's simple.
Wow. And you also mentioned about, did you say web templates? It also rolls out a landing page, you said?
Yeah. So that's a different tool. It's proofsuite.com/i, just like the ICO, just I. And you can go in and you can just work on a template that we have already built out. And you can just type in, you know, Mike ICO, you give it a description, set a date, put your white paper up on it, and get a link and even an embed code for your website.
Wow. And what is the price for somebody to do this? What is the total cost of doing all of this?
All of our tools are currently free, so it's absolutely free to use.
You're kidding me. So you're saying that an entrepreneur can come to your website and roll out a token and a landing page for free?
Absolutely. Absolutely for free. And that's because we're in beta. It's very new. It's very, very fresh. And so we're getting feedback and learning from everybody. And we constantly get great, you know, great suggestions and comments. And we try to integrate those comments and ideas into as we move towards our next versions.
Okay. So I love that use case already. Give me one or two more use cases, different target customers. Can you give me one or two more examples of who can use your suite?
Sure. So we're really excited about our upcoming AMP desktop application. And that's the appearance market protocol we're introducing. And we have a desktop application. It's censorship resistant, and it's completely peer-to-peer and anonymous. And it's great for crypto hedge funds and retail investors. So crypto hedge funds, retail investors, they don't have to worry about censorship from countries like China or other places. And they don't have to trust a central authority to hold their funds. It can be stored all on the blockchain with smart contracts. And that's really exciting. We're really excited about that. And we're also introducing an insurance market to allow crowdsource underwriting of financial assets, so that basically we're decentralizing the bank's underwriting process. And so we're really bringing the power of investing to the people, but also the high liquidity groups that kind of have been operating on the fringes and not very securely because they have to worry about government shutting down exchanges and things like that. And so we want to get rid of that whole thing and really kind of evolve. We think this is the next evolution of blockchain. This is the AMP desktop application.
Wow. So let's talk for a minute more about AMP desktop. So the crypto hedge fund, how does that happen? Suppose I want to start my own crypto hedge fund. Can you walk me through that as well? What are the steps?
Yeah, usually you would already have had one. I mean, you would, like me or you we would probably set it up. It would be retail investors, but it really doesn't make a difference if you're a crypto hedge fund or you're a retail investor or you're just a traditional hedge fund. You come on and you're able to just basically browse through investment opportunities that people from around the world post. So some guy in Cambodia puts his house up, another small company in Alabama puts their bonds onto the market. Now, who's to say whether they can legally issue a security or whether, you know, what not? And that's done by the crowd. The crowd determines it. The crowd can find out, hey, this is illegal or this is fraudulent. And we have a double-sided insurance market for securities fraud and company default that essentially makes it so that it's a self-regulatory environment. The SEC can even come onto the platform and if they want, and they can actually stake with their funds against the company to signal risk, and other regulators can come on and signal risk. And if things don't work out, then you know it protects investors or people who bought the tokens.
So is the insurance also crowdfunded?
The insurance is crowdfunded, yes.
So you're having a crowdsourced knowledge of risk with respect to some entity that is some asset. And then there's also a crowdsourced knowledge of crowdsourced insurance, crowdfunding insurance. So both are crowdsourced in some sense.
Absolutely.
Yeah, the assets are crowdsourced, the risk identification and mitigation is crowdsourced, and so is the insurance.
That's correct.
Wow. That is fantastic. Thank you. That helps me understand that. So now, can we talk a little about why did you choose Estonia?
Estonia has great laws in regards to blockchain companies, the best, I think, in the world.
So it kind of makes it easy for... Now, for that, did all of you founders have to get e-residency in Estonia?
No, you don't need e-residency to create a company in Estonia. So it's a phenomenal place. We went to Estonia. We worked with a great company, KRM Advisors, and we were able to set up the business and also the banking. It was phenomenal.
Wow. Okay. And how long did it take from conception of the idea between the three of you friends to being where you are today? So how long did it take, the total?
We've been at this for about a year and a half.
Okay. So you guys have been, and full time?
Full time, 100% full time.
Wow, you guys are true entrepreneurs, skin in the game. So, and can we talk a little bit about your pre-token sale that you successfully concluded and what's coming down the pike in terms of token sale, I'm imagining?
So part of what's going to make this whole thing successful is the introduction of crypto fiat, which is a large part of what our token sale that begins on November 1st and our pre-sale was meant to fund. What we're taking about 50% of those funds raised, we're putting into a smart contract. And that smart contract will basically protect against volatility and movements of Ethereum to create tokens that are pegged to US dollars and euro. And that's going to really power a lot of the other things that are in the actual market. But you need crypto fiat, like US dollars and euro on the blockchain in order for people to actually invest. Because otherwise, people are buying tokens or investing in real world assets with Ethereum. So now they're betting on two things. They're speculating on two different things. And that won't work. And so you can't have one without the other. You can't have an insurance market without a stable government issued currency. Now, eventually cryptocurrencies may become much more stable. And so it's optionally, they can use Ethereum or other things, but we think it being in order to get the bigger companies and other people who aren't just like entrenched in the blockchain space onto this kind of platform, you're going to need crypto fiat. So.
And crypto fiat, for example, the crypto US dollar fiat would be exactly one-to-one with US dollar in terms of value.
Yes. And as Ethereum moves up or down, the oracles, the we have buffer ether, and that's what we're really, that's partially what we're about.
Yeah, I understand that. And I think it's a fair bet, at least I'm obviously a proponent. So nobody can predict the future, but more than likely the Ethereum is likely to, in the long run, go up. That's what I feel. But you have to hedge against the downside risk, and you're hedging 50%, it looks like. So there's only so much you can do. So I think you're doing some. Did I understand that correctly?
Well, no, I'm saying that we're taking 50% of the funding of the token sales. Okay. And we're putting into the other 50% is used for like operations and to actually help continue the development of the platform of AMP and also get more assets onto the marketplace.
Okay. So you'll have a little play based on the amount of set aside, you can control the fiat variations, especially on the downside to some extent. Is that fair?
Yeah.
To some extent. So, okay. And what was the difference in the pre-token sale? Did people get a discount?
During the pre-sale, there was a discount. You had to buy in bulk. It's more like a wholesale kind of situation. So people bought at least 10 Ether. The average purchase, I think, was about 30 Ether. It's about $10,000. But for the public sale, you can actually contribute any amount. And that begins on November 1st.
And how long do you plan to, how long will it go?
Well, we'll keep it open for 1 month or until the cap is reached. The cap is about $25 million or so. And if the cap is hit before December 1st, then the public sale will automatically close. Otherwise, it'll just go on until December 1st.
So that'll be 25 million plus 1.7 that you already raised. So, and what will be the total market cap, assuming you hit the cap of 25 million? Is it a $50 million company at that point?
Well, we don't see the token sales as the valuation for the company. I mean, if we sell $25 million worth of tokens, We don't say that the value of the company is $50 million because that's separate from equity. We don't, you know, we're not selling equities. And that, I think the value of the company, that will be up to a, I guess, Ernst & Young or PwC to determine.
Okay, got it. Now I understand. So yours is not a security because when you were saying that it's you're going to have crypto fiats, so your token is not a security?
Our token is not a security. So our token...
I missed that point completely. Can you explain why
you not? You get rewards in the form of Ether because you're contributing to, like, you're sending money to seed crypto fiat. So you're seeding the buffer of crypto USD and crypto euro. And for doing that and helping, you know, basically change the course of blockchain and actually put fiat onto the blockchain and contributing to that, every time someone purchases crypto fiat or purchases crypto USD, all the original buffer, people who put in the buffer, the proof token holders actually get a small percentage of that every single time. So when a big bank comes on and buys $100,000 or $1 million, $100 million worth of crypto fiat, a small piece of that based on the bulk, the size is given out to every token holder and as a reward in the form of Ether, as well as the double-sided market. So that you have the staked risk risk signaling and the insurance market. Every time there's a positive resolution to one of those events that uses crypto fiat, all proof token holders also receive a reward.
So every transaction includes a couple of fees. One is the insurance-related transactional cost, and there is also a fee for the transaction itself.
No, so but close. So let me. I think so. When someone buys crypto fiat, there is a fee for that. Yes, but on the insurance market, only when there is a positive,
correlation with respect to the event. Yeah.
Each policy, insurance policy, if you will, has a fixed term. So let's say the fixed term is 1 year, and all the transactions met expectations within the smart contract of that policy, then that means that all the staked risk assessment was wrong about that, saying that this is a risky asset and all that those funds stake. So when that happens, so basically a good thing happens for token or investors or token holders of a particular asset, proof token holders get about 3% distributed across proof token holders as a reward for initially seeding crypto fiat, which powered the whole transaction in the first place.
Yeah, but my question is, where does the 3% come from? It just comes from the total transaction amount?
It comes on the side of the risk signaling, only for the risk signal. So when the people who are signaling risk are right, proof token holders don't benefit. Only when they're wrong. And the insurers, they're rewarded, but 3% of their reward goes to proof token holders.
I see. Okay. Can you tell us about what, I think some of the things are in either demo mode or beta. I think you have a beta release already out there.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Can you tell us about that product? That's because you mentioned a couple of products are already out there. AMP desktop, you mentioned, is already out.
And
I just want to know the timeline for the product release as well, not just the token sale. So,
okay. Yeah. So we have a centralized exchange similar to Coinbase. You can buy or sell Bitcoin and Ethereum, but different from Coinbase. You can also buy or sell tokens in houses or create your own tokens, put your house or your company or your whatever you want onto the blockchain and trade it. And we're moving to a completely decentralized model. That's AMP with the insurance market and the decentralized reputation system on the blockchain. All of that comes out with AMP, early next year. So that'll be by February of 2018.
So what do you already have? You said the decentralized version is coming out early next year. That means you have some version that is already out right now.
Yes. beta.proofdashboard.com. You can trade, different real world assets that are tokenized.
I can do that now. I can do that. So I can get on and I can trade ethers and bitcoins now.
Yes, you can do that, as well as shares of your house or other people's houses or companies and things like that.
Oh, wow. This is great. Wow. So anything else? Okay. Well, if our audience wants to get more information, can you give us some links that they should go to? And do you have a newsletter they should subscribe to?
Yeah,
and follow you?
You can go to proofsuite.com. That's P-R-O-O-F. SUITE.com. And sometimes people think it's actually Proof Suite, like the candy, like sweet. You can go there too. It'll redirect you to the right Proof Suite.
Oh, really? You're smart. Okay, that's fantastic.
Oh, Proof Suite. And then they'll just type in sweet like candy, and then but it'll take them to the right one, like a
You guys are absolutely amazing. I'm just been blown away by how you're thinking and what you have done here. And congratulations on all of that, Mike. And the uniqueness of Crypto Nights, our podcast, is we kind of want you to build a relationship with our audience. We like to come back like for a quarterly update kind of a thing. So when you complete your token sale or something, I might ping you again. So if you can come back once in a while and give us an update of how you're doing, what are the new tools coming out? So that way, our audience can keep track of the progress and all of that and be more involved.
Sounds good. Looking forward to it. And thanks so much for having us.
Thank you for your time. Thank you for joining from Korea. All the best to you and your team. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Crypto Nights. Never miss an episode. Subscribe now at www.cryptonights.io.